With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. and China have resumed crucial tariff talks this morning that have put the global economy on edge but appear to be going in the right direction. President Trump says on social media great progress is being made and even has suggested a, quote, total reset is a possibility as the sides take their seats for the second and final scheduled day of discussions in Geneva. They're talking at this hour. Meanwhile, Senator Dave McCormick says he is confident that the GOP can pass the president's big, beautiful bill. But the Pennsylvania Republican admits it's not going to be easy.
There's a lot of new spending that we must do to get our defense capability back on track, which President Trump had ran on, peace through strength. We've got to secure the border. We've got to continue and make permanent the 2017 tax cuts. There's a number of other promises the president made. And we have to cut the spiraling cost of government.
He made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says reports of intra-party disagreements over Democratic leadership and strategy are telling him a much bigger story.
Democrats are still a lost party, and they don't know where they're going. So right now you are seeing them griping behind the scenes, which actually tells you a lot in D.C., because Democrats normally are a very close group. They don't let their grievances out into the public the way that Republicans do.
McGuire interviewed on the Salem Radio Network as well. Pope Leo calling for a just and lasting peace in Ukraine and a ceasefire in Gaza. His first Sunday noon blessing as a pontiff today. Leo says, quote, never again war, from the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica to an estimated 100,000 people below gathering to see the new pope and the first pope from America. This is SRN News. Men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom. The England and Wales Cricket Board has updated its previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling in April. The ECB says men who are living as women can continue playing in open and mixed cricket competitions. The announcement comes shortly after men were banned from playing on women's soccer teams in England and Scotland. The High Court decided that for the anti-discrimination purposes, only people born biologically female can actually be considered women. After trying to ignore the issue for a while, the Republican Party has begun addressing transgenderism and using it as a means of recruiting undecided voters. Organizations such as Moms for Liberty, Parents Defending Education, and Heritage Action for America have formed local chapters across the U.S. They're trying to educate parents about the dangers of allowing boys to play on girls' sports teams and use female bathrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Americans he meets these days are enthusiastic about President Trump's accomplishments so far in his second term at the White House.
This president accomplished more in 100 days than most presidents do in an entire tenure. They've done the calculations, and they calculated that President Trump has slowed the growth of our national debt by 92% already just by making policy changes. A flurry of executive orders, and we're codifying those, and they're in a steady process of doing so. And we're going to continue this. Making America Great Again turns out not just to be a slogan. It's actually what we're doing, and people are excited about that.
Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. Today is Sunday, May the 11th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including sports writer Mike Lupica, 73 years old today. Musician Mark Herndon of Alabama is 70. This is SRN News.